Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. And if you're tuning in live, welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Rachel Varga Facebook page, Rachel Varga Official, and on the YouTube channel. And this is going to be a really interesting episode here. We're going to talk all about privacy around at-home test kits. They're getting more and more popular, obviously, with lockdown. We're less able to go out and see providers. And there's honestly just been this explosion of technological advancements with what we can actually just like test from the comfort of our own home and not drive somewhere to get someone to do the test for us and have them send it off and then have to go back and get the analysis of the information. We're also going to talk about the privacy around at-home test kits. This is a big deal, and some of the most up-to-date options around testing, you know, epigenetics, nutrition, detoxification pathways, and what you need to know. So we have Dr. Erica Gray with us today. Dr. Erica Gray has been on the show a number of times now. She's a very dear friend and just a very smart woman, really on the leading edge of all things, you know, DNA testing and what we need to know, what we can learn from just actually asking our body instead of guessing with what's going on in our body. So warm welcome, Dr. Erica Gray. Thanks so much for being back on the show.
Thank you for having me, Rachel. Super excited to be here.
And for newcomers here on the show, I would love for you to just, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role within mytoolboxgenomics.com.
Absolutely. So My Toolbox Genomics is the baby of Toolbox Genomics. So Toolbox Genomics, I co-founded it several years ago, and it was really the answer for people who had done their 23andMe and wanted to be able to compile and amass and understand all of the data that they had. And so it's really geared for practitioners, and we realized that there's just this huge need for consumers, and consumers have been asking us for this. And so we really wanted to create an offering for consumers. And then we also had this amazing opportunity to bring epigenetics in, which I know we're going to talk about and we'll define. So I'm just so excited because it's like Toolbox had a baby and it's my Toolbox. And I'm just so proud because here's the babies.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah, I have my previous kit here. So this is what it used to look like. So you'd get this in the mail. And then all of your goodies would be inside here. So your swab, your envelope that you send it off back with, instructions, biohazard bag. So it's got a little at-home upgrade. Super proud of you.
Thank you.
And yeah, now you're just an expert in this field. And the new test, epigenetics, tell us what it does. And then we are going to be diving straight into talking about privacy with testing.
So the cool thing about epigenetics is that we throw the term epigenetics around all the time, and we talk about methylating genes. And so really, when we're talking about actual epigenetics, it's the layer on top of your DNA. And so it's these little things, for lack of a better term, it's very nondescript, but they're actually methyl groups that the body puts onto our DNA, and it turns our genes on and off. So when we talk about our environment has the power to affect our gene expression and turn our genes on and off, it does it through these methyl groups. And so what they have found is that depending on how much we sleep, our type of exercise, the toxins we're exposed to, the food we eat, our microbiome, all of those are turning these switches on and off. And the amazing thing is now, not only can we actually measure how methylated or unmethylated your genes are, but we can do it in a cost-effective way, which is just so exciting for me because now we're actually quantifying what we've been talking about, we've known about. And so what we're looking at is we're looking at the methylation of tissues that we can actually measure. So for example, we know what our biological age is, but we don't know what our chronological age is. And our chronological age could be vastly different depending on the lifestyle that we have, but you can change that. And that to me is just revolutionary. We can figure out memory age. We can figure out eye age, hearing age, because like hearing loss is a big deal. And so if you can see that that's accelerating, well, maybe you're going to need to take some steps and get on top of that more proactively. And it can be a tool I could use with someone like my father, where I say, you really need to get your hearing checked. He's like, no, seriously, there's nothing wrong with my hearing. I'm like, no, you really need to go. Because it provides that data for you. And then also inflammation. We know inflammation plays a huge role in aging, and really keeping that under control is key. And you know, and the term has been coined inflammation aging.
By the way, you totally heard that from me with my interview with Francois Weeks. That's the creator of Glycidin Skin Nutrients. Flew all the way from France to do an interview with me last year.
That's incredible. There we go. Thank you. I knew I heard it. It was in a conversation we had.
We got to give credit where it's deserved. So 100%. This is really hot and I love it. I've done your Nourish and Detox panels and they really kind of open my eyes to things that I need to worry about now, but also things I need to worry about a little later in life during menopause and all of that. And I would just like to talk about the costs. So I did another interview with Justine Singer, and she was talking all about these tests that we can do to look at, you know, the fats in our bodies. And some of these tests are thousands of dollars. These ones, tell everybody how much these test kits cost.
They're a couple hundred dollars. So if you want to do the DNA and the epigenetics, that is $300, which is a steal given all of the information that you get. And then what the cool thing is that you can actually drop that price down to $249 if you sign up for a subscription for the epigenetics, because you do want to be able to measure the changes that you've made, whether it's supplement, diet, exercise, skincare products. I mean, skincare products are going to play into this tremendously as well.
Depending on the ingredients that are included in your product. So we always want to recommend products free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and of course not tested on animals.
Because all of those ingredients that Rachel just listed are going to affect our detox pathways. And if our detox pathways aren't working optimally, those toxins are going to build up. Well, now it's going to affect those. It's going to be an epigenetic modulator for us. And so then if you sign up for the subscription, now you can recheck every 3 months, 6 months, once a year, and that drops the price for you as well. So it really makes it affordable. And it gives you that information on your gene expression. Because remember, your DNA never changes, the expression of it does.
Mm-hmm. And there's a special code that you can use. You are extending 7% off of everyone who wants to get a test kit using the promo code Rachel at checkout. And yes, I do get a little bit of a thank you through this as well. But really what I like to do is just provide resources for you guys to kind of optimize what you're doing to age well, right? We're in the age of information. So speaking of information, I really want to dive into a very important topic. I can't tell you how many people I've met with when I'm doing a one-on-one consultation. I'll ask my clients, so what's your genetic background? Like, where are you from? What's your heritage? What's your ancestry? They're like, oh yeah, I did that 23andMe test a long time ago. I really wish I didn't because of the privacy concerns about that. So please tell us your take being in industry insider. You guys really, I love what you're doing about, you know, making sure that it's very clear where your data is being stored, how it's being used. You have specific boxes that you have to check and you're respecting people's wishes. So tell us about privacy with testing, some of the things that you've seen that you don't like, and some tips and tricks for helping us, keep our personal data as safe as possible.
So I too was one of those people who did 23andMe, and I consented to research because I wanted to be helpful. And what later came out, and I think this is where a lot of that frustration came, is that when we consented to the research, we didn't realize we were actually consenting them to dig into our data and then repackage our data, and they ended up selling it to pharma. So I think that was where a lot of people felt disillusioned by the process. So for us, we control everything. So not only from the sample, but we also control all of the data. And it's really, really important for me as an individual, as a consumer and a practitioner, to be able to stand here and say, we protect your data all the way through, and you get to call the shots around your data. And I think that's the most important thing. And this information is in the terms and conditions. So when you go through and you sign those privacy policies and the terms and conditions, that information is in there. And unfortunately, they tend to be written in legal language, but things you want to look for is, can be repackaged and resold. Again, everyone is very good about de-identifying the data, but some people aren't even comfortable with that and completely understand. So for us, our lab destroys the sample after 2 months. So that is just an automatic thing. Nothing more can happen with that. And then we do hold on to your de-identified data. So as we roll out new panels or new information for you, we can immediately pull that information and provide it to you. If you're not comfortable with that, you can send us an email at any point and the raw data will be destroyed immediately. The caveat I have to say is that if you want to come back and do something more with your data, you will have to reswap because everything has been destroyed. So those are some things that you can ask as a consumer. You can call the company and say, what does the lab do with the sample? What do you do with the raw data? How can I destroy the raw data? Is the raw data actually completely destroyed? Because some people will destroy parts of it, but then there's other parts that have been de-identified and is held on to. You can also ask what is their intention with the data? For us, we just hold on to it so that we can keep giving you more information about your DNA. But other companies do form relationships and strategic partnerships with other companies because there is a lot of value in this information. And for the greater good of research, there's tremendous power in that, power in the sense of how much we can tease out from the information. But for a lot of consumers, they just don't know. And so ask the questions. I think that's the number one thing is pick up the phone, call the company. And if they're giving you more evasive answers, then maybe it's time to dig a little bit further or ask other questions.
Mm-hmm. Because with so many things like skincare, there's options, right? You could either buy a skincare product off a third-party auction website. You don't know if it's actually a counterfeit product or not. Just like that Louis Vuitton handbag looks just as real as it does in an Amazon eBay ad, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And there's so many test kits available. And I love that I know you and what you stand for and the ethics behind what you stand for. And talking about privacy is really, really important. So just a quick question while we're talking about this is, what would someone potentially have to gain personally with this type of personal data?
So there's concerns for people who are estranged from their family a lot of times. And so they uncover more sensitive health information. So
by the way, I had a random phone call. Someone looked me up and they're like, oh, I have the same last name as you. Do you maybe have a relative that maybe had an affair or something? And I was like, don't call me. What?
Oh my gosh.
It was very weird. And I was like, not following up with that one.
No. Oh my goodness. Sorry.
Very strange.
So that's usually that's a big one. The other one has been discovering relatives from other families that you didn't realize existed. So that's been the big thing around Ancestry and 23andMe. So just so many stories out there of closure, but also of opening up wounds that people really is very distressing for them. We don't get into any traits that are super concerning, like there's carrier diseases, there's some chromosome abnormalities, or diseases like Huntington's. If you're finding that information out, again, really, really, that can be information people don't want to share.
We just had a question come through from Jennifer. Thanks for tuning in live here off YouTube. Hello. So if we purchase a kit, what is it? And how do we have access to our data? So I've gone through the whole process. It's really sweet. We get this great sort of outline description of what our data is telling us that, you know, we could basically modify in order to counteract something we might be predisposed to. And yes, we can download that. But Erica, you're going to be the better person to answer this.
Yes. And I think when Jennifer, you're asking about what chip is it, it's an Illumina chip. So that's the array that's being used to get the information. And yes, you can download your data. You can request that. You can also send your information to your practitioner. And what's super exciting is My Toolbox Genomics actually has an app. So I've just had it pulled up here. So you get your information in an app. And so you can see like DNA results and health insights and then the epigenetic results. And you can go download the app today, right now, and you can just use the Explorer function. All you have to do is put your email in. If you don't, just click don't have a coupon code and you can explore through here. It's just using sample made up data to see what you can get and the different health insights as well.
That is very, very cool. So tell us about the specific test kits that you can get at mytoolboxgenomics.com. I've already done a few of them, same with my husband, but for new listeners and also returning, there's some new options now too.
Yes. So I'm going to actually, I can read through some of these because I have them right on here. Unfortunately, I have to take my phone off airplane mode. So,
and you can always listen to a past interview with Dr. Erica Gray and I, where we actually went through my results. We did that in summer skin camp. So that's available in that program. And I don't know if I've made that available publicly. I do a lot of stuff that, you know, isn't free content that I'll kind of dive a little bit deeper. So if you have any questions about that, just send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'll point you in the right direction.
So for the Nourish and the Detox pathway, those are with the Toolbox product. And again, we can absolutely set you up with that if that's something you're interested in doing. That's a deeper dive version of the My Toolbox genomic results. And then if you're interested in just a really broad brush around the DNA, getting into some of these different nuances I'm going to talk about in a second, and then also the epigenetics, you want to go to mytoolboxgenomics.com. So actually, Rachel, I want to just go to skin because I thought this was super cool and you would be excited about it. So some of the things you can look at are sun sensitivity, skin aging, your beta carotene conversion, because we know vitamin A is really important for the skin quality, gluten and skin, likelihood of freckles, collagen breakdown, skin glycation. So glycation is so important as far as keeping us from aging and those visible signs of aging, because what ends up happening is that the sugar that we're consuming is attaching itself to the red blood cells, and it's attaching itself to our different organs and tissues, and it's essentially accelerating our aging.
We see a lot of this with diabetics.
Yes.
With the skin integrity, actually having this like very strange reticular look.
Exactly. Dermal sensitivity. So those are the skin ones. We've got sleep, stress, like stress and pressure, stress and memory, dealing with stress, stress leading to physical symptoms, stress in the heart, caffeine and stress. So what I love what we've been able to do is not only do some of these higher level things like let's look at your vitamins, let's look at your diet, but let's actually tie it with things that are relevant to what you're doing in your daily activities. And then if we go to the epigenetics, what's really cool is as you do more testing, you will actually get to see your results improve and change. And so we want everything to go in these downward trajectories because that's going to be you're reversing some of that aging. And really what it is we're turning those genes that have been turned on, turning them into the off position. And that's what we want.
There's actually some studies done on the BBL technology that actually was proving that with the laser treatment, certain genes were turned on and off. So the gene expression of a 30-year-old compared to a 50-year-old, it's like the script's been flipped. But then for the 50-year-old after the specific laser treatment, the skin is actually behaving in a way that's more similar to a 30-year-old. It's really cool.
That's amazing. And, you know, and there was a new paper that just got published too, where they talked about the role of epigenetics in aging. And so like, that's the number one thing is that, you know, we all know we're going to age, but there's a way that we can age gracefully. There's a way that we can age with a really good quality of life and have very small downward changes or steps, because it's when we get those massive changes, that's when it's really dramatic. And that's when we know that our body is not being nourished or being taken care of in the best possible way. And this is where these tests can be so insightful, because you start early. And so, you know, it's like, wow, I really, you know, like this particular year, this workout that I did was causing a lot of additional inflammation. Look at what it did to my markers. So this is not a workout that's going to work for me. So maybe you were running marathons and you have fast twitch muscles. And so now that's already in direct competition with each other, so to speak, because you're going to actually have a propensity to overextend your at your joints. And so you're gonna be more prone to injury. So again, like getting these insights is going to help you make more strategic decisions about what type of diet you want to choose, the supplements you want to take, and what type of exercise as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, who has time to go through this article and that article? It's a test. We get what's specific to us, and you know, that's just kind of a no-brainer for me.
It is. And you know, I think it was really fun too when we went through your results. A lot of times your results will validate a suspicion that you've had, or they will point you about something that maybe you had an inkling about, but you weren't 100% sure that you needed to explore. Like maybe you're like, I just think I have an issue with B12 and I really need to do more with it. Well, now when you actually get that information that from a genetic perspective, you just have a predisposition for making lower amounts, now you know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. And Tiffany just chimed in here, read up on epigenetics and anti-aging. Awesome new research. This is the way of the future. Yeah. It's testing and not guessing. This has been the theme for 2020 for me. What a crazy year, am I right?
Oh my gosh.
But also what an explosion of technological advancements in our health and wellness, because guess what? A lot of us just had a little bit more time to connect over lockdown. I know I did. And it's crazy. These tests weren't available 3 to 6 months ago.
And now it's in your hands. I think that to me is so exciting, because you know your body the best. And so now you actually get to start calling the shots on what you want to investigate for your body as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this was a great episode here with you, Dr. Erica Gray. It's fantastic to have you on the show again. You're such a wealth of knowledge. You're really on the leading edge of these at-home test kits and just making it easier than ever for us to really kind of take ownership of our skin health and our physiology and all of that. Because if you want to age well, you just have to figure out what your body wants, right? We have to get in tune with our body. Someone like myself, my head's in the clouds all the time. I'm like out of my body half the time I feel like it. So it's really good for me to kind of ground and say, hey, I got this awesome body and my skin is the largest organ of my body. How can I look after myself? And, you know, really kind of taking charge of our health. Do you have any closing words for us, Dr. Gray?
You know your body the best, and don't let anyone else tell you otherwise. Really trust that intuition that we all have, because it will whisper all the secrets that your genes want you to hear.
I love it. And everyone can find you on Instagram at The Gene Whisperer.
Correct. And then you can follow us also at My Toolbox Genomics. And then definitely you'll get in touch with me. Let me know how I can help you, support you. You can follow us on Facebook as well. If you're interested just in further information around genetics, definitely check out our blog at toolboxgenomics.com. We've written a lot of blogs to help you understand some of these different nuances.
Awesome. And I can't wait to learn more about some of the advancements in skin testing that we can do at home, you know, for things like lactation and all that. I mean, we right now have tests for like twisting the skin, assessing the humidity to assess for collagen elastin levels, humidity, all that cool stuff. But yeah, I look forward to the future and future test kits that are made available through you.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us here on the Rachel Varga podcast. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review. And in the review, I would love for you to share what you learned and also what you'd like to learn more about. It's really helpful for me so that I can continue to make really valuable information for all of you tuning in. Dr. Erica Gray, I'm so grateful for you. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And Tiffany, yes, you are welcome. So ready for Skin Revolution. It's not Skin Revolution. It's Body, Mind, Spirit, Energy, Health Revolution.
It's everything.
An explosion of knowledge at this time, which is great. So get on board or get left behind, am I right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks
so much for having me.
Great to see you, Erica. Bye, everyone. Bye.